fellow humans of the world, it's the 2024 Scatathon. And here's your host from the Dave and Angus Show, Dave and Angus.
Yeah, right.
Yes, you are correct to cheer for me.
It's good to see you.
I feel the same way about myself.
Yep.
Get it out. Actually, keep going. You can stand up if you'd like to.
Thank you guys so much.
Now would be a good time to throw flowers or Toblerone.
The Lilac City Jazz Bones, everyone.
Those guys are my neighbors. That drummer guy's my neighbor.
Yeah, that's right. That's Bones.
Show him what's up, Bones. He's doing the thing.
Now, guy's got a fuckload of energy, that's for sure.
You know, your cousin used to be our neighbor, and then our actual neighbor kicked his ass out, and now Bones is our neighbor.
Correct. Okay, Bones, we're going to start, okay?
Yeah, we're going to have to wait this one out, Dave. You know how dogs get in squirrel mode?
Yeah.
Drummers kind of have drummer mode.
Nope, they're not done.
Yeah, jazz songs are never actually done, Dave. They're just kind of long pauses between times that they jam the fuck out.
Right, well, when they're done, we're going to start the scatathon. No, I'm not sure if he's
drum
done.
Solo. Oh, Jesus. Shit.
Good
Mark. That was a bit unexpected.
Look at him go.
Drummers do what drummers do, Dave. I respect
that. Well, Bones, if you could... Okay, I guess it's over now.
Nothing like some double kick and jazz horns to start off a scatathon.
Welcome you guys to this year's scatathon.
It's where we as a network come together and try and crawl deep into your stink orifice.
What?
To smooch y'all up in there, Dave.
What are you saying?
I'm calling this kiss asses, Dave. Try and follow along.
Well,
it's no wonder they asked you to host. You're the king of kiss ass, bitch.
Well, I don't know about that.
See, those cunts get it. They know. Although they're kissing ass too. Look at him. You're kissing my ass about him kissing ass. You know, it's basically human centipede here, starting with Dave.
So we have a wonderful show today.
Yeah, it says on my list here the Lilac City Nightmare Band will be here. Yeah. That's some nonsense indeed. Total
before
shit.
Before we get to them, we have the entire cast of the Scatcast here today.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. That's how I feel, too.
But today's show is brought to you by Scat Roast Coffee.
What do you mean, woo? It's got prizes inside, bitches. Come on!
It's coming May 6th for Scatcast patrons and May 7th for other rest of you.
Patrons get one extra day.
Well, there's a limited edition mug.
Does everything have to be a collector's thing here at Scatcast?
Well, I mean, we like to do that kind of thing.
Those cunts get it. Try not to kiss my ass. I feel the warm air from your nose holes against my booty chute, you know?
The mug says don't be a cunt.
Oh, well, fuck me. I hope I get an extra day before everyone else.
Now, will you stop?
I'm slaying these six people in the front row, Dave.
Now, will you stop encouraging him, please?
We had to fly back from Wisconsin for this, and we're flying right back after this.
Yes, we are.
And I gotta say, never in my life have I ever been so full of beer and cheese.
That's a fact.
Now on with the Scatathon.
Now, first up to speak to tell you about what this here show is about today.
Oh, God, what's that?
It's president of the Scatcast Voice Actors Union,
look at him.
Dr. Smokey.
Hello. Yes, I appreciate the sound of your phalanges flapping and the aroma of you stupid, tasty cunts. So I brought some notes, okay? Fuck me, go to get the sound guy to do some shit.
Adam, fix the sound,
I don't
dude.
Want to be in the scatathon.
You're fucking it up, Adam.
I don't want to be in the scatathon.
You're bringing shame to your family and Tim's part of your family. That says a lot. Adam, come on.
I'm sorry. I hope they fix the feedback. I hate that shit so much.
Yeah.
So anyway, go ahead and settle down. Settle down. In case you don't know who I am Dr. Akaka Smoggy, PhD, and I am president of the Scatcast Voice Actors Union.
Dorks.
And I'm here representing over 20 voice actors.
Everybody's older brother can do the voices you do. Dorks.
Please,
dorks.
Stop.
Angus, will you stop heckling the president of an organization that we're part of?
No.
So today's Scatathon is about bringing recognition to the hardworking voice actors inside Scatcast's second channel, The Litterbox.
Oh, this whole show is about trying to get people to join Patreon?
Yeah, it is.
So this is more like an infomercial for Scatcast?
You shut up, the mics are hot.
They work so very hard. Did you know that there's a special show that's only in Patreon called Super Epic Space Stories?
That's just Gunnar Halifax repackaged.
It's the young Halifax. We stopped talking into the mic.
You're doing it too, bitch.
There are like 7 or 8 episodes.
Weak.
And it's got a whole new cast. I mean, I'm not even fucking in it.
I heard it's not as good as the original,
though. Stop talking shit into the microphone. You're the fucking host of the show.
I heard it blows goat's dicks. There, I leaned into the microphone, Dave. Happy now, bitch?
And now, as a token of goodwill from the Scatcast Voice Actors Union, and also my people, the Cathals, I offer you a Patreon-only episode of Vern Nova Scotia's Super Epic Space Stories.
Oh, Christ, Dave, this is a clip show.
We're showing all the things in the litter box.
You can't play shit from inside the litter box. That's for litter mates only.
It's just a sample. There's tons and tons of bonus stuff in there.
Quit blowing your face ass into the mic, Dave.
Yeah, seriously, I can hear you while I'm trying to do a speech.
Just play the stupid clip.
Give it up for our first sneak peek into the litter box.
Shit.
Super Epic Space Stories.
This is dumb as fuck, Dave.
Will you stop eating the microphone?
Dave.
Welcome to Super Epic Space Stories with Captain Vern Nova Scotia.
This time on Super Epic Space Stories with Vern Nova Scotia, Captain Nova Scotia's been captain-napped by aliens and taken to a jungle moon fortress. Can Lieutenant Toronto and his band of merry men save the day? Who fucking cares?
All right, so we're gonna have to get up there somehow.
Well, that's probably why we got jetpacks, Lieutenant Toronto.
I mean, without the guards seeing us and shooting us down.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Send the droid.
Yeah, B1TCH-455.
Yes, Lieutenant.
What are you doing over there?
Research.
Are you taking samples of animal poopies?
Yeah.
He's, like, taking pictures and shit.
Mind your business.
I think that droid's a degenerate.
There's a good chance. That's what you said when you were taking pictures of me on the toilet.
Indeed. Right. No, send the droid.
I'm not sure yet. Dr. Spunk.
Yes, Lieutenant.
What do you think? How do we get in this fucker?
We could send the droid as a distraction.
That's what I'm saying.
No, thank you.
But we will likely need the droid to open doors.
Right?
It's just smashing buttons. I got that.
No, Dr. Spunk is right.
I recommend we don't use our jetpack.
It's like 1,000 feet.
We could use our nano cables.
That's gonna take forever.
Well, it's better than sacrificing our droid.
Is it, though?
I calculate it'll take us 15 minutes with the cables.
It'd take us like 40 seconds with the fucking jetpacks.
I believe they would sense our heat signature.
Right, so is the cable. So you too, B1TCH455.
Sounds good.
Are you taking pictures of that creature's butthole?
This is too high.
Keep your voice down, we're almost there.
Now, you got a weird substance on the bottom of your shoe?
What now?
It looks like gum, but it winked at me.
What?
Oh, fuck, it waved at me. I don't know what's on the bottom of your shoe, but I'd like to shoot it.
Just keep your voice down.
God damn it, B1TCH455, stop taking pictures of my ass.
Negative.
You've got enough pictures of my ass, I think.
Negative.
No.
Quiet, we estimate there's 20 guards in this building.
Yeah, again, Lieutenant Toronto, there's a weird creature on the bottom of your shoe.
Okay, I can't do anything about it right now.
Let me shoot it.
No way in hell I'm letting you do that.
Come on, I'm right below you. I've got a great angle.
Put your fucking gun away.
That is highly illogical.
What's highly illogical is climbing up this fortress with cables when we've got fucking jetpacks on our back.
I already told you, there's likely heat sensors.
We don't know for sure. Just roll the bones. Let's do the shit.
We're almost to the top.
God damn it. Let me shoot the droid at least. On your left.
I see him.
Two more on the right. Die, you bug motherfuckers. Stop taking pictures of the dead aliens' buttholes.
Dr. Spunk.
Yes, Lieutenant.
Are we still going in the right direction?
According to the captain's tracking device, he's just down this hallway.
Two more fuglies.
I see him.
Oh, shit, this one dropped some loot.
Here comes three more.
I don't mean to change the subject away from killing alien bugs and saving the captain, but...
What is it?
Yeah, that thing on your shoe is growing up your leg now.
What? Holy shit!
I told you you should have let me shoot it while we were climbing up this fucker.
It hasn't breached my suit yet.
Yeah, it looks like Big League Chew with a face.
Well, it's not coming off very easily.
Right, well, here, just hold on.
No, don't do that!
Oh, fuck, I guess it likes lasers.
Here comes another wave of bugs!
Anybody else notice how easy it is to kill these fuckers?
They don't seem to have any weapons.
Well, they sure as fuck had a spaceship.
There's something wrong here.
Six more!
Die, you things that don't look like me.
This is the door.
B1TCH455, get the door open.
Yes, Lieutenant.
Your one job.
Please, sir.
Whatever, hurry up. Yeah, all right. Yeah, I can push those buttons.
Keep your hands off.
There's something highly illogical going on.
What is it, Dr. Spunk?
Let me push that button.
Please, sir, some pushing button.
No, I'm going to do this one and that one. But see, fuck droids.
Whatever, more bugs.
Lieutenant, hold your fire.
What is it, Dr. Spunk?
Look around.
This is a lot of bugs.
What's going on? Is this a celebration?
No, we don't have enough ammunition for all these bugs.
No.
But I'd still like to give it a try.
Lieutenant Toronto.
Captain Nova Scotia.
What are you doing here?
You were kidnapped, so we came here to rescue you.
No, I was not kidnapped.
I'm just following orders.
Well, you disappeared from the Veritas without a trace. We came after you.
No, I'm here for my neighbor's wedding. I left a message with B1TCH455.
What the?
You stupid droid. We just killed like a dozen guys.
They were like bug guys.
That doesn't matter.
My bad.
Oh, what a mess you've made, B1TCH455.
I said my bad.
This way I don't trust droids with things.
Captain, we stormed this place and killed a dozen men.
Oh, don't worry about it. They shit out like 500 of them every 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Since you're here, you might as well join the party.
Now we're talking.
Although I definitely recommend staying away from the buffet table because it's not for humans.
No, there's a lot of poop over there, isn't there?
It's all poop, yes.
No, that's all bitch-ass needed to hear.
It's poop in a bowl.
Well, Captain, I'm sorry for the miscommunication.
It's my fault for trusting B1TCH455.
Okay, so which one's your neighbor?
Oh, I have no freaking idea.
Oh.
They're literally all clones of each other.
Okay.
Yeah, Lieutenant Toronto.
Oh, yes, Lieutenant Halifax.
Yeah, that weird thing on your leg is grown into what looks like pink pants.
Holy beavers!
Oh, you've caught a pink cootie coo.
A what now?
A pink cootie coo.
I feel like I might be in danger here.
Only if it gets in your butt.
A what now?
He's gonna try.
Get away from me, B1TCH455.
Do not impede my research.
Yeah, put me in the direction of the bug booze.
That was Super Epic Space Stories with Vern Nova Scotia. See you next time.
Super Epic Space Stories.
That's right. Give it up for me again. I'm back.
You know, Super Epic Space Stories isn't the only exclusive to ScatCast Patreon.
You don't say, Dave. What else is there?
Well, besides the Skit Scats, there's also the Inside Shit.
That's the boss's only meeting where Mr. and Mrs. Scriptkeeper do whatever the fuck they do.
Well, they talk about what's going on in the Scatverse.
They mainly talk cards.
But there's also bonus episodes of the Dipshit Files.
What?
And also the Just a Ride podcast.
Who doesn't want to hang out with three dorks on Fridays?
Right, well, you know, we've got quite a few bonus things in there, too.
Well, for $1 a month, you can get our Dave and Angus Watch.
That's where we watch nature.
We watch Wild Kingdom, so it's basically, you know, Merlin Perkins poking animals in the butt's greatest hits.
And we watch a lot of internet.
You people overwhelming Angus, and I don't like it. These people get it. I fucking like these people.
But there's also Dave and Angus Play.
I mean, this fucking guy play video games. He plays cat games, but I play cool games.
I played a cat game one time, and you never let me play.
That's because we're here to entertain the people, Dave. They want to see quality video game play.
Well, on top of all of that, we also do bonus episodes of Post-Apocalyptica.
The show where an Angus saves the day.
You don't save shit.
Well, that's because you write the scripts and you're a dickhead.
In the spirit of the Scatathon,
a thinly failed jail guys to get you to join Patreon. Wow. See, those Kens get it. See, if I wasn't married and I'd liked furry dudes.
Can you stop?
No, that reminds me, actually. Here, give me the microphone. I'm going to eat the microphone.
Don't eat the microphone. Make some feedback.
I got your attention real quick. I want to wish a happy birthday to Scott.
Scott.
Who is a furry Wookiee motherfucker.
Okay.
And that's from Zombari.
In the middle of the scatathon, you're just wishing happy birthday to people?
This furry bearded son of a bitch reminded me, Dave.
I don't know why you think he's furry. He just has a beard.
Dude, that dude's Magnum P.I. as fuck underneath that shirt. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. Yep. Wear it with pride,
no,
sir.
Stop.
You should open up the collar.
Anyway, in the spirit of today's scatathon, we wanted to share with you a post-apocalyptic short.
Yeah, I'm awesome in it. That's right. Correct.
Thank you.
Correct. Give me the feedback I desire.
We're in our third season. Thank you.
And I even wrote an episode, and it was amazing, wasn't it? What? How about my feelings?
Oh, here's one of our bonus post-apocalypticas.
That hurt me, Dave.
Your episode had us riding around on dinosaurs.
The next one's going to have jetpacks.
Right, well, this is post-apocalyptica Guitar Shack.
End of the world. It's the end of the world.
It fucking sucks.
It's the end of the world.
I don't like it.
I'm here to live it. He's gonna die.
Shut up.
Once again, Dave and Angus find themselves trapped in some stupid building, surrounded by zombies and gonna die probably. Zombie Steve's with them too.
Hey.
But he's regular Steve now, remember?
Yeah.
Here we go.
How does this keep happening, Dave?
Because we're not focused.
This wouldn't happen if I had my chainsaw glove, Dave.
You almost chop your own head off with that stupid thing.
I just need to tweak it a little bit.
You don't even know how to hold a screwdriver right.
Yeah, could you guys shut the fuck up?
Whatever, former Zombie Steve.
Stop calling me that.
No, Steve's right. We need to keep our heads.
No, this is not a secure building.
What the fuck is this thing?
That's obvious, isn't it?
Is it a little mini rock and roll museum?
No, it's some guy's backyard recording studio.
I'm gonna die in some dickhead's man cave?
Yeah, basically.
Oh shit, he has an ISO booth.
Yeah.
This guy was way into Kiss.
Yep.
I wish we could turn this computer on.
Oh my god, I miss the internet so fucking much.
Sure, but I want to hear the guy's songs who owns this studio.
What?
He's got Les Pauls, I bet it's banging.
Yeah, I don't think that door is meant to hold back 22 zombies.
I'm out of ammo.
Me too.
Well, just radio my dad.
What do you mean radio your dad? You radio.
I left my radio in Chuck's.
I dropped my radio back there.
Oh, you dipshit.
What? You didn't even bring a radio.
Dipshit.
Oh, you motherfucker.
I got my radio.
Get hands off. I will kill you.
Did you hear me? I have my radio.
Yeah, did you hear him, Dave? He's got his radio.
Yeah, here.
I fucking heard him. Steve.
What?
Steve.
Yeah.
This thing's not working, Steve.
Oh, what do you mean?
There's no fucking there's no batteries in your fucking radio, Steve.
He just handed it to me. I thought it was solar powered or something, like a calculator.
This is a great way to find that out.
Like a calculator, former Zombie Steve?
Stop calling me that.
Have you ever seen a solar powered walkie-talkie?
I'm sure they exist.
Right, but this is certainly not one of them.
Well, now what the fuck do we do?
That's probably a battery in one of those guitars.
Oh, Dave, for the win.
Yeah, they all use 9-volt. Find a 9-volt.
Good thinking, Dave. Okay.
That's a ukulele.
They make electric ukuleles, Dave.
Grab that PRS.
Well, it needs a screwdriver.
Where's your multi-tool?
I left it in Chugsy with my radio.
I don't have mine on me either. I dropped mine.
What's a multi-tool?
Now, grab one of those other guitars. This might be one that just pops out.
All right, I'm looking. Now, this one needs screws.
Now, try that Schecter. That Schecter 7-string.
This guy's got nice guitars, Dave.
Angus, just grab that fucking...
Never played a 7-string before. You got a pick, Dave?
No.
Dave, you got a pick, buddy?
What are you doing?
I've never even held a 7-string before. This is cool.
You pop the 9-volt out of the back.
It's like a little bass string,
get
Dave.
Get the goddamn battery.
Oh, nice. It's got a little flip top. All right.
Fuck, hurry up.
When am I ever going to get a chance to play a 7-string again?
You can grab anything from any store.
Oh, shit. I just had an Angus idea.
Fuck.
No, it's a good idea. Check it out. I can use this shit as a fucking bat.
The guitars?
You can knock a motherfucker out with a Les Paul.
No.
Look, he's got some pointy ones, Dave. There's a pointy one.
Just give me the goddamn battery.
All right, here.
Damn, so while I'm fucking. Oh, he's got a Taylor. Goddamn, so I'm fucking sitting there looking at a guitar like a fucking A. All right.
And?
It doesn't work.
Fucking A, Dave.
I need to make the battery not work. Find another battery.
Fuck you, Energizer Bunny.
Just go.
No, these work.
No, those are AA batteries.
Okay. Former Zombie Steve doesn't know how batteries work. How's that brain of yours going, buddy?
I could go for some moonshine.
All right, I'm with you now.
Oh, it has been a week since you've had your medicine.
I feel good. I just feel like, you know.
You want to eat our brains out?
No, maybe a little.
I might have some of the medicine on me.
Don't give him the moonshine. Give it to an Angus.
There you go. That burns.
Robbing me.
Now we need Steve in his tip-top shape.
We need a time machine for that, bitch.
Here, take another sip.
Am I stuck drinking this moonshine forever?
Give me the rest of that shit.
I don't know, Steve. Here, drink.
Don't chug it. And don't waste it. Fuck me.
Fuck you, Angus.
Come on, all of us need to look for a fucking battery.
What about these guitar pedals?
Yes, they have 9-volts.
All right. This guy's got a fucking sweet pedal board,
just
dude.
Grab that fucking shit.
Oh, Dave, he's got a pod. Remember pods?
Get the fucking battery.
That's right. If there were podcast awards, you're looking at the guy that should have all of them.
Right, well, there are more post-apocalypticas inside the litter box.
And we should probably say you can find that shit at patreon.com/scatcast.
There's lots of lovely, lovely folks in there.
Is it the happiest place on earth? Probably.
Yeah, probably.
All right, our next speaker comes from another skits guy.
You know him as Liam the Monster Hunter.
He goes by Liam Biggerstaff, Dave.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
What?
If he's Irish, Dave.
Well, anyway, from Liam the Monster Hunter, it's Liam and Barfield.
Bird shit in my dressing room.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
Thank you. Yes. Well, it's a pleasure to be here with you guys tonight. Thank you so much. It's quite an evening. Beautiful place to have it.
Thanks to the Fox Theater.
Yeah, Garfield and I are very excited. Now, tonight we're celebrating Scatcast's second channel, which is the litter box, and you have to pay for that shit. And let me be the first to tell you that that is furnishing Zach with a lot of gas station burritos, like copious amounts.
You should eat a salad.
Yeah, but we appreciate that very much. It enables us cast members to do the horse shit that we do. Yeah, and it buys a shitload of good bird seed.
I'm getting a helicopter.
Is that the host? Well, as Liam the Monster Hunter prepares for season 4. Yeah, Marnie is at war.
I was made for war.
Except for the fact that you're 2 pounds.
Blow me.
We vow to make even more of our exclusive bonus. Right, I don't know if they speak pigeon. It's called the Wizard's Club. And just like I dangle a little meat in front of a monster I'm trying to catch.
You only kill bridge trolls.
And also demon fawns. Here's some meat for you, one of our faves.
So if you don't like it, the others blow.
Right, well, that's super helpful, Barfield. We learned magic in the Wizard Club. This one's going back from before when I had a shitty beard, you know? Don't tell him it's CGI. Fuck you.
Wizard Club.
So I'm under the impression some of you are paying for this. That's amazing. I wouldn't do that. But since we're here, Whirlin is still a light beam somewhere. And so Albus and Dildo are teaching Liam how to do magic in their own little Wizard Club for dickheads.
See you in the fucking knee, you patchy bearded bitch.
It's Zed. Whippity bearity.
Oh, shit.
Yikes. Zappity bappity. Oh.
Thank you for erasing that abomination I just made.
Yeah, normally when you wibbly-bibbly, you shouldn't make an abomination.
What the fuck am I doing wrong?
I just told you to Z the fucking knee.
Yeah, see, I'm not sure I get that. So is this part the Z? Is my foot make the other part of the Z?
Now, grip your wine dry.
I'm choking it. I'm choking
it. Look at how my knees are bent. You see?
Yes, I'm doing that.
No, you're not. You got like a duck ass thing going on. Like your ass is sticking out. Bring your ass in.
Okay.
Okay, now you're looking right. That looks right.
Well, that's good because one of my vertebrae's slipping out.
Your other problem is focusing. Your intention is the key.
Yeah, we've been over that.
I know. It's frustratingly annoying. Pissing me off.
Now, what do you want me to do, Albus?
Liam, you're the chosen one. The wibbity bibbity is like the first thing you should know.
Right, well, I can turn a clump of dirt into a creepy, crawly, weird thing.
That's not going to come in handy.
It fucking might. I see foreshadowing happening. It could happen.
It better not fucking happen.
All right, let me try again.
All right, focus.
I'm focused.
All right, I want you to change that dirt clump into a little dove.
All right, I'm ready.
In through the nose, out through your face spot.
All right, wibbity bibbity. Holy fuck, it's a bunch of my heads with spider legs. Get them.
Calm down. Calm down. Don't step on them. God damn it. Wibbity bibbity.
All right, that shouldn't happen. That was weird.
How do we go from a little dove to a bunch of spider monster bitches?
I think my Z in my knee might have been more of like an L.
It's because you're not focused, you dickhead.
Look, if I'm supposed to be the chosen one, how come I can't do this?
That's enough for today, brother.
Seriously, dude, why can't I do this?
Well, I don't mean to harp on this, but your beard sucks.
You're telling me I made a bunch of my own heads sprout a bunch of fucking spider legs and come at me because I don't have a good beard?
Well, you don't have a good owl, and that's because you don't have a good beard.
You're telling me an owl's that important?
Liam, every quality wizard has to have a great owl and a great familiar.
Okay.
Now, it doesn't hurt to have a kick-ass wolf dog and also a cat.
What, now I'm the Beastmaster or something?
And a horse.
What, am I a zookeeper?
A lot of wizards I know have falcons.
What the?
You need an owl and then a familiar to become very strong.
I feel like I'm going to be buying and transporting a lot of pet food.
At least you got the horse.
Yeah, I'm thinking about selling dick.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's the brushing. I can't do the brushing anymore.
He's a talking horse. You can reason with him.
Not about brushing. Absolutely not.
Well, you still need to do something about your beard.
I've been using that Green Cox beard shit I bought.
I feel like it's making it worse.
No, there's been progress. Look.
It is awful.
It really is bad.
Where did you come from?
I've been standing here the whole time watching you struggle.
I don't know why my beard's not growing.
But with the wizard quickening on and dad being a goddamn wizard light beam, we need to speed this up for you.
Well, what do you suggest?
Well, there is a spell, Liam.
Oh, shit.
And it gets that kind of response from the Hobbit?
It's hardcore.
I already know I don't want it.
Well, it's only used in emergency circumstances, but this might be that.
Okay.
It's called the beardity weirdity spell.
Oh, fucking Mark.
And it's not forbidden or anything, but people really don't like to do it.
Yeah, because the side effects.
Yeah, the side effects.
Well, let me declare right now, I'm not doing this shit, but what are the side effects?
Oh, shit.
Look at this fucking Hobbit.
Well, first of all, you will get a mighty beard.
Right, it's just hair on your face.
Right, but the spell gives you like a shield for a beard.
Oh, that sounds good.
But it also makes your pubes and butt hairs grow exponentially.
Oh, okay.
And I hear that magical dingleberries can be quite invasive.
Right, well, I could probably just trim that stuff.
No, it's really bad.
All right, well, I'm against it, so.
Yeah, there's also more side effects.
So many.
Right, well, I'm not going to do this,
you can never have six-pack abs again.
I've never had those. Only like 2% of the population have those.
Right, well, now it'd be 0% for you.
Right, well, I feel like I could spin that in my favor.
It also kills your sex drive.
Why would you even bring this up to me?
Well,
you should be certain without even talking. talking to me that I'd rather drown in a bucket of Smurf piss.
In an emergency situation, we might have to,
How could there possibly be an emergency where I need to grow my beard quickly?
Well, Jim, you're the chosen one, and you're a little bitch.
What do you mean a little bitch? I've erased souls.
Gotta ask evil and or cheating.
Yeah, but I ain't no bitch.
Well, you need to hurry up and grow out your beard.
Whatever, you're stressing my beard out, probably. That's why it's patchy. It's because of you, because you're yelling at it.
Okay.
You know, there is another way.
Yeah, what you talking about, dildo?
Yeah, Bumpluggins' uncle, Bumbeads.
Wait, Bumpluggins' uncle's name is Bumbeads?
He's married to a hobbit wizard.
Yeah, of course there's hobbit wizards in Marnia.
Well, if I can remember correctly, the guy's got magic beard powder.
Magic beard powder.
Yeah, it'll give you a super beard.
Why didn't you say this like months ago?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about users.
Dildo, he's the chosen one.
Yeah.
Well, let's get some of that shit.
Yeah, we'd have to travel back to the People's Republic of Hobbiton.
Well, we still have to get the king back to South Demon Guard City.
Yeah, speaking of that, we should probably get back to the wagon.
Trade my boner for a beard. Fuck you, Arby's.
What?
Shorts. The Wizard Club.
Yes.
Now, we're back. For me. Give me. Give it to me.
Leave the Monster Hunter, everybody, up.
Yeah, you know that show was in the running for the very first ScatCast video game?
It certainly was.
Besides the very first technical game, which is being made by our Scat Tech Dragon Man.
Yeah, Josh Jenkins.
That's a solid fucking dude right there.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah, you're allowed to clap for him, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That's a dude I'm happy the universe squirted onto this place.
Squirted?
If you think about it, Dave, we all got squirted here.
Okay.
But speaking of squirting, inside the litter box.
Nice segue.
I thought so. Give it up for my fucking segue. Come on.
Come on.
And Angus flexes the gifts he was given.
Now, back to the litter box.
Well, there's multiple levels in which to enjoy.
Right, you can become a litter mate for $1 a month.
You can pay up front for that shit.
Yeah, Patreon does lump sums.
But for $1 a month, you'll get a few things, like Dave and Angus watch.
Yeah, but then bump it up to the next level of Scat Cat.
For $5 a month, you get like most of it.
Yeah, you do.
You get the inside scooper, the inside shit.
You get Dave and Angus watch and play.
You get bonus just for rides, bonus dipshit files.
And sometimes Zach will throw in some of his music.
Oh, it's terrible.
In a show he calls Script Keeper Shit.
Dave, we're trying to sell this bitch, not fucking tell people to go the fuck home.
Right, well, there's extra stuff about cards.
If you would like to immerse in the Scatverse, you can do that.
Yeah.
It's quite perverse.
Oh, boy.
But we wouldn't be averse if you would go grab your purse.
What?
And give us $5 today.
All right.
This is a fucking Scatathon. Where's the fucking singing?
No.
Come on,
no.
Hit it,
no.
Boys.
No, fuck.
Everybody's bitches but me.
Everybody's bitches.
Everybody's bitches but me, Dave.
This is not a scheduled part of the show.
Don't be bitchin', Dave.
Bitchin', Dave.
Cause everybody's bitches but me. Yeah. Everybody's bitches but me. Come on. Everybody's bitches but me. Yeah. You're all fucking bitches but me.
This is a song that gets him punched. I mean, I want to punch him right now. Right, so this might be a great time to bring up our sponsor, Scat Rose Coffee, coming out May 6th for patrons. May 7th also. I don't know if these guys plan on stopping, but there's Wake Up Bitch and Don't Be a Cunt blends.
Plus there's prizes inside, Dave.
Yep,
prizes, bitches.
Right. Okay, well.
Well done, guys.
That was Lilac City Jazz Bones.
Featuring Angus Blackburn Jr. on lead dick here.
Right, well, we look forward to Scat Rose Coffee being part of your life.
It's best to think of it as cards and toys that come with coffee.
It's very good coffee.
There's fucking prizes inside, bitches.
Right, well, next up.
Oh, who let the dogs out?
He's a man of many talents. He's both the lead Scatcast sound engineer.
Whose backup is Adam.
I don't want to be in the Scat.
You're already in it from fucking it up earlier.
He also is a voice actor of several characters in the Scatcast verse.
And he plays dickhead Steve in all of them.
This is Scatcast Steve.
Look at that fucking dickhead.
Hello. Yes. Hello. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. Yeah. Name's Steve. Don't do the last name thing. Please don't look me up. Couldn't get off work early today, huh? Right?
You're fucking up
shit.
Again, Adam.
I don't want to be in the Scatathon.
You crapulent. Just fucking up the Scatathon, Adam.
Right, so I do a lot of things here at Scatcast. I do the sound engineering on every fucking show. Plus, I'm Don Smiley in Manhunt, the Talking Tail in Liam the Monster Hunter, and oh, so much other shit.
Pretty much sucks at all of them,
Dave. Now, you're saying that over the loudspeaker.
Well, you're saying that over the loudspeaker.
Well, my favorite role to play, and really my favorite thing I do at Scatcast.
It's probably giving Zach hand
job. Stop. It's probably true if you think about it.
It's a show called Talking Pets. Yeah, they're cute as fuck, aren't they? They are. Animals are a pain in the dick to work with, I tell you what. But because today's show is just giving shit away that the good people in the litter box fucking paid for already, well, I guess I got one too. And it actually stars this guy. Give it up for Dave Crackerberry, who's in every fucking thing.
I appreciate that.
Whatever, kiss ass.
And I am Scatcast,
right? Right, let's give him another round of applause for having to deal with Angus all the time and not being dead.
Oh, come the fuck.
I should have been dead many times.
Oh, you bitch.
Well, on that note, here's a talking pet starring this fucking guy.
It's really starring you.
I play Drocknall, but you steal the show is Kitty.
Well,
can we show a picture of Kitty on the screen? There he is.
That cat in real life is actually named Kitty.
Yeah.
And it's dead. The thing died.
Shit.
Way to go, Dave. Way to take the party atmosphere down as fuck.
Yeah, just so you guys should know, cat's dead.
Way to shit in the punch bowl, Dave.
Seriously.
And actually, that cat was a girl.
Well, we're all pretending a lot of things here, Dave. Calm the fuck.
I'm just saying I miss a kitty.
Right, well, anyway, here's the thing I pulled from Patreon for you guys. It's Talking Pets. Here we go.
Say the thing.
What's that, sir?
Say the thing that you say.
Oh, do you want me to say dumb?
Yeah, say it.
I just did say dumb.
Say it like you say it.
It's
okay, like, Tom!
Yeah. Weak. Super weak.
Did somebody play the fucking clip already?
Time for talking pets on the Scatcast Network, yeah.
Fuck yeah!
It's time for talking pets. It's been a long time coming, yeah.
And now the Scatcast Network presents Talking Pets, because why the fuck not? You fucking get it. We've done this dozens of times.
Hello, my name is Kitty. I'm a cat.
Yeah, he is.
Meow.
There you are, Kitty. What are you doing?
None of your business.
I kind of want to get in your business.
Back off, dog.
There's room on the couch for both of us.
There's not room on this planet for both of us.
What's a planet?
Look, I'm preparing to watch my favorite show.
Is it Lassie?
No.
Old Yeller?
No.
Turner and Hooch?
No.
Canine Cop?
No.
Bluey?
No.
Paw Patrol?
No.
Wishbone? Remember that show?
No, shut up. It's on.
Oh, come on, Kitty.
What is Thundercats? Garfield pisses me off. This is the only show I can watch.
It's like people with cat faces.
There's not a sufficient amount of cat-based media.
Whatever, you got Garfield.
Hate him.
Heathcliff?
Loser.
Sylvester?
Idiot.
Puss in Boots?
He's a prick.
There's Tom from Tom and Jerry?
Idiot.
There's that tiger from Winnie the Pooh?
Huge idiot.
Pink Panther?
He's alright. Will you shut up?
I feel like there's a lot of cat-based media. There's the Lion King.
That's good.
Cat in the Hat.
We don't wear hats.
It's like Felix the Cat.
Dork.
And Aslan.
Preachy.
Fucking Stimpy's a cat.
You know, the theme song's one of the best parts of the show. Will you shut up?
Nah, I'm gonna go outside anyway.
I left a big shit in my box for you.
Oh, fuck yeah. Thanks, Kitty.
Well, I hope you choke on it, dumbass.
What was that?
There'd be Roka in there.
Yeah.
Fucking idiot. All right, now I'm gonna lick my little cat penis to Chitara.
One trip to the litter box later.
What are you doing, Drock Dog?
I'm eating grass.
What did you eat now?
Oh.
Let's hear it.
Well, this morning I got up and I chewed a shoe.
Right.
Then I ate everything in the bathroom garbage.
Kleenexes and tampons.
Oh, yeah. Then I got on the counter, ate some butter.
Right.
Went in the backyard, rolled in some dead squirrel.
Nice.
Got some of that in my mouth.
Right.
Drank from the toilet, licked my own ass. I feel like there's calories in that.
That's likely.
Then I had some IMs.
Okay, first thing you're supposed to eat.
Got some biscuits.
For being good?
Yeah, they hadn't been in the bathroom yet.
Okay.
Then I ate some of the cat's food.
Right.
Rolled in that squirrel some more and ate it.
Yeah.
Ate the other shoe.
Makes sense.
Then I ate some cat poop and now I'm eating this grass.
You're kind of a mess, dude.
Yeah, I'm gonna eat this grass.
Yeah, you should.
Hey, Beans. Hey, Drucknoff.
Hey, Major. How's the neighborhood?
I've witnessed a number of violations.
Oh, yeah?
Mainly squirrels.
Those little things are such fuckers.
Yeah, what's his deal?
He ate a bunch of stupid shit and he's about to barf it out.
I see my timing was excellent.
Gross.
Don't you even think
fuck
about
you.
It, bitch.
No, let's not do this again.
Come on, Drucknoff.
Nope.
Come on.
It's my puke. I'm gonna re-eat it.
Ugh.
Crap, well, please present your butthole, Beans.
Yeah, yeah. Let me sniff yours, too, while we're at it. There we go. Okay. Now we're sure of things.
I'm coming in for a sniff, Drucknoff.
Yeah, do what you gotta do.
Oh, wow. You got a dirty butt, Drucknoff.
It's been quite active lately.
Why do I hang out with you guys?
Because we're awesome.
You're my Sector 3 scouts.
What are we?
You're in Sector 3. You're my scouts.
I know a dog named Scout once. He was in my puppy training class.
Yeah, good story, dude.
I need you to look out for squirrel uprisings.
Right.
Cat fights.
Loose lids on garbage cans.
Rowdy birds.
Fucking pigeon.
Rogue humans like the ice cream man, the
right.
garbage man,
yep.
the milk man.
There's right. no milk man.
I was told stories of the milk man.
Right, well, besides the squirrels, we haven't seen anything.
Yeah, the squirrels are kind of just up there fucking around.
Your job is to look for prowlers, raccoons, rats,
okay.
bats, and little brats.
Well, like you said, there's some squirrels in that tree, but they're just kind
of
chilling.
Like a bunch of cunts.
You gotta have your head on the swivel for the mailman, the UPS man, the express dude, Uber Eats, DoorDash, the pizza man.
You were just on alert constantly, aren't you?
I'm basically a zookeeper.
Hey, Beans.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, look at his legs.
Shut the fuck up, you shit eater.
Hey, Beans.
What is it, Narky Bark? And I'm licking the plates tonight, bitch, bunch.
I lick the plates, bitch.
Yeah, I know.
Come back to the yard.
No, Frank.
I think they're doing something to the yard.
What do you mean they're doing something to the yard?
I think they're doing something to the fence, eh?
What you talking about, bitch?
One doggy walk across the street to Frank and Beans' house, eh?
Well, fuck me.
That is definitely meant to keep you in the yard.
Oh, don't let our humans see us.
Hey, we've got to sneak back in the yard before all the holes are covered with those bricks.
That sucks, Beans. How are you going to get out of the yard now?
What, you think some bricks are going to stop a fucking dachshund hound, bitch?
I mean, I guess that's the point.
That does seem like the point.
You have little faith in how deep a wiener dog can dig.
I'm going to go throw up all the food I ate.
Oh, yeah.
It's time for talking pets on the Scatcast Network, yeah.
That's right. That's right. Clap for me, bitches.
Now, we're back. Thank you, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed that.
They're still high off my singing performance, Dave.
All these things and lots more can be found in the Patreon.
We lovingly call it the litter box.
And there are 5 tiers.
You got litter mates for $1.
You can become a scat cat for $5 a month.
It's less than $60 a year if you pay up front.
Is that true?
Uh-huh.
Inside scoopers are $10 a month.
Then there's them alley cats.
They're $20 a month.
Then there's them fat cats, Dave.
There's a limit of 10 of these.
But somehow they snuck 13 in one time.
That's 100 a month.
And that furnishes Dave with quite a supply of chips.
It does indeed. Thank you so much to every single one of you.
We hope you enjoy the content, and I'm sure there'll be more coming.
That's the plan.
I'm not stopping until I get a helicopter, Dave.
Okay.
I don't mean a shitty one. I don't want somebody to mail me some shitty helicopter.
What the fuck are you talking about in front of all these people?
Well, let me eat the mic so you understand it, Dave.
Stop.
Don't mail me a shitty helicopter.
Stop doing that. Fuck it up, Adam.
Yeah, I did do that.
Well, before we get to the closing act of the Lilac City Nightmare Band,
we got the script keeper's going to talk to you guys about blah, blah, blah.
The founder of the Scatcast Network.
Hold up. You're not the script keeper.
So he can't be
what
here.
What do you mean he can't be here, bitch?
No, he has to be here.
He's shitting himself in the bathroom.
He's having complications from gas station burritos.
Well, you're supposed to set up a new inside my mind.
Yeah, this was wasn't a bonus thing. It was just a new thing. Yeah. Sandwiched between things that patrons have already heard, Dave.
Yeah, well,
sucks a dick.
Well, we've got the Lilac City Nightmare Band to close out the show.
We put it last because some of you hate heavy metal so very much.
Right.
And I like metal, Dave, and I'd say it's really not for me.
Right, well, it's not for everyone, but this is an episode of Inside My Mind.
Yeah, you can't find Inside My Mind inside Patreon, but we have our own version called the Scatcast Cast Meeting.
Yeah, it's fucking bananas in there.
Less so since the Office Timberwolf has moved on.
Fair enough. Here's Inside My Mind.
Ooh, science.
So oftentimes when I do the science for the scientists who science, the science is done at their house, the science house, and that's where I'm scienced. But this week they put the science nodes on my head so I could do science in my office when I did skitscats. So this is what it's like when I make skitscats. All right, dummies, we got skitscats.
My time to shine.
I like making people laugh.
Oh, totally. And have you thought about getting the dick out?
Does anyone remember where we left off with the Gunnar Halifax thing?
Look, if I know.
Preparing brain to record 10,000 audio tracks.
Or, hear me out, we could pull the dick out.
No, we don't need any distractions.
Let's run through the checklist.
Okay, ready.
Cell phone notifications off.
Check.
What if someone needs us?
We're useless and not important. Next.
Podcast studio set up.
I'm a podcaster.
Sure, SM7B microphone check.
Are the cords plugged in?
The XLR cable is plugged into the Focusrite Scarlett 18i8.
Nice.
Fucking recordy thingy check.
Yes, but do we have the important things.
Huh, are we out of coffee?
We got coffee.
Check.
Piss ton of nicotine.
Check and check, and there's still some in this.
Suck it.
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a podcaster.
Yeah, but do we have weed, bro?
We basically had weed since 2001, always.
Oh, that's right.
You could probably do dabs with our blood. Our father is very proud of us.
But he's not, though.
Something feels off.
Is it our face?
It's not our face. We're missing something.
Is it because I smell?
We do smell. We should probably schedule a shower.
It's a shit.
What? Why would we shit in the shower? Stop talking.
He's always saying stupid shit.
Hey, blow me.
I guess making skitscats is his time to flourish.
I shit in your ears.
It feels like we're missing something.
Did we misplace our notebook?
No, it's right here.
Stupid shit we wrote on paper, check.
You know, and we never use that.
It makes us feel better to have a plan.
Let's just wing it.
No, what if people hate us?
People can blow me.
Now we don't want to get kicked off the island.
Fuck them. Fuck the island.
Shit on me.
No, everyone calm down. We're missing something.
Well, we've got a full water jug.
Yeah.
All the musical instruments are tuned up, ready to go.
Let's do a song about Wolfman.
I know what it is. There's no Kona beans.
Preparing the body for creature comforts.
I love puppies.
I'm a podcaster.
Preparing body for opening of door.
There she is.
Dopamine from dog face release.
She likes her chin rubbed by me.
She remembers that you gave her snostages.
Hungry?
No, body, we're getting ready to skitscat.
Hey, what'd you say?
Not you, body, the other body.
I hurt.
A bit poopies.
We don't have time for poopies, body.
We only have 12 hours.
Preparing body to sit in chair for 12 hours.
I'm in headphones so much I'm getting cauliflower ear like a wrestler.
Yeah, body has a point.
Poopies?
Nope, not you.
Opening computer session, book of smoke.
Guys, shit on me.
Anybody remember what we did last week?
I know it didn't have me in it, so it sucked.
We have like 8 spinoffs at this point, so I have no idea.
I'm wondering when I'm gonna be back.
Barfield, you're not supposed to be in here. Well, don't shit on the desk like last time.
Has anyone thought about the Roman Empire yet today?
Ooh, I'm on it.
Now, the important thing in this episode is to figure out how to get the Knight Rider theme in there.
Yeah. It makes a great point.
You know, the dick could be out.
Groupies.
I'm a podcaster.
Cards, cards, cards.
Let's focus on the skitscat.
Preparing stupid voices.
Gunnar Halifax, check.
Lieutenant, get your dick out, check.
Why the fuck am I in here?
Russian guy, check.
Dude, I think our weed pipe is clogged. Stoner guy, check.
Shit on a guy?
I'm ready to shit on it.
I'm here too.
Scottish voice that we learned from Disney cartoons, check.
Grammar, grammar, grammar.
Okay, weird voice that we got from our buddy who ate a bunch of crap in the backseat of our car and got it everywhere.
Check.
And I'm defab as fuck.
I like space.
I'm a podcaster.
All right, I think we've got everything ready. Let's dig in.
Unless there are any last-minute concerns.
Boopers?
Stick out.
The world's on fire.
There's that shit on Twitter.
It's called X now.
Gas station burrito.
We should eat a vegetable.
Nah, we're not doing
all
that.
All right, let's focus in on 10,000 audio edits.
Yikes.
I'm a podcaster.
And that was some of the most sciencey science of all time and not nonsense at all.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, let's move on.
Yep.
Inside my mind, I'm a piece of shit. And so to my mom.
There you go. Aren't you guys nice?
Yeah, this is for me, Dave.
Right, well, this is the end of the scatathon.
If an Angus brightens your day, a Patreon is the way.
Well, thank you to the Fox Theater for having us.
Yeah, they probably won't want us back.
Because of what you did to the green room.
Yeah.
But thanks to the live audience for coming. Give yourselves a round of applause.
Yeah, and keep that energy going for the Lilac City Nightmare Band. We'll see you next week, folks.
No, bye-bye. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I weren't a wolf man, but I am, it's true. A wolf man fucking bit me. Now I howl at full moons.
That's why I say, Wolfman, fuck you. Fuck you, Wolfman. That's why I say, Wolfman, fuck you.
Supporters of a podcast that does exist in the shadowy realm of the litterbox turd fuckery. Here's our fat cats. Matthew Bernard, Jason Glazer, Donald Fisher, Ryan Myers, Sean I. Johnson, a cranky dick slapper to James Luke, big hug to Michelle Betts, and fuck yeah, Jasper Garland. Welcome new fat cats, Abram Garapi, Chris with no last name, and Mr. Rip Steele. Also welcoming Uber Chad.
Yay.
Welcome you sweet, sweet bastard. We appreciate all levels of patronage. Check out all the bonus content at patreon.com.
From California, favorite human in the world and wife to me, Mrs. Scriptkeeper!
Yep, love of my life right there.
And starting at Shitbox Wizard, from Indiana, Donald Fisher! And starting at Discord Dookie Slayer, from Ohio, Chris Brooks! Chris Brooks, Chris Brooks. And starting at Scatcast Quartermaster, from Texas, 900-time Time Suck Trivia Champion, Bodie Salieta! That's right, Bodhi Sinyata, Dipshit Files researcher. Also starting at Button Pusher, Steve the Button Pusher guy. That's right, and then we have, you know, Tim the intern who sucks. Yep, that's right. That's good on you. Info at scatcast.com. Scatcast.com for merch. Yes, Tim sucks. Patreon.com/scatcast to help us. $5 a month gets you the inside scooper, which gets you all sorts of extra shit. And as always, we'll talk at you in the future. It'll seem like the present. Bye.
Skycast episode 118
is over.
Good, I can get out of my tux.
Bing, bong, pediddle yourself.
Don't you
do it yourself.
Blow me.
Bob and Mom.